下午好。
Good afternoon.
好，我们开始今天我们下午的敬拜。
Let us begin with today's service.
开始之前我们一起来祷告。
Let us open with prayer.
天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
愿你施恩祝福。
May you bless us.
我们把下面的时间恭敬仰望给你。
We give this time to you.
求你在我们的敬拜当中向我们说话。
May you speak to us during our worship.
使我们可以蒙福。
That we may receive your blessing and grace.
也可以使你在我们当中得荣耀。
That we would glorify you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
Pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
上次我们讲到了神拣选了亚伯拉罕，并且和他立约，要祝福他。
Last time we talked about how God elected Abram, and established a covenant with him.
而神要给亚伯拉罕的祝福呢，恰恰是人所寻求的祝福，就是那些造巴别塔的人想要寻求的祝福。
And this blessing which God would give to Abram is what men naturally seek. It's what they sought when they were building the Tower of Babel.
所以我们看一件非常有趣的事情。
And so we see something very interesting.
首先说神他要祝福人。
First, we see that God says He will bless men.
那人呢又想得到祝福。
And men, they also want to receive blessing.
所以我们就觉得说，那好啊，神要祝福人，人又要寻求祝福，那人去到上帝的面前，得到上帝的祝福，不就没问题了？
So now we see if men want to receive blessing and God wants to bless, then why not men just go to God for blessing?
但是我们看到这个问题没有那么简单。
But we see that it's not this simple.
人要寻求的祝福，一方面他要按照自己的方式寻求祝福。
In one sense, men want to receive blessing according to their own will.
他想要的祝福。
They want to receive the blessing which they want.
并且以自己的方法呢去得到这个祝福。
And they also want to receive it by their own methods.
而上帝说不可以的。
But God says this is not okay.
上帝说上帝以他以为美好的和祝福的方式呢要祝福人。
But God will say that he wants to do it according to his perfect ways.
所以人说好，上帝我不要你的祝福。
And so men says to God, I don't want your blessing.
我要自己在这个世界上寻求祝福。
I want to seek after my own blessings my way.
但是我们看到了上帝所在眼中所看到的人寻求祝福呢，实际上是作恶的。
But we see that in God's eyes, these men who want to receive their own blessing, they are doing evil.
那不是真正的祝福。
These are not true blessings.
但是人却以为是祝福。
But men think that these are blessings.
所以我们看到上帝就拣选了亚伯兰。
And so we see that God has elected Abram.
并且与亚伯兰立约。
And established a covenant with Abram.
他要带领亚伯兰去一个地方。
God will bring Abram to a place.
亚伯兰都不知道的地方。
And Abram does not know where this is.
在那个地方，神要使亚伯兰成为一个大国。
And in that place, God will make Abram into a great nation.
要使亚伯兰有个大名。
That he will have a great name.
要使亚伯兰给亚伯兰祝福的，神也要祝福；给亚伯兰咒诅的，神也要咒诅他。
Those who bless Abram, God will bless, and those who curse Abram, God will curse.
我们看到亚伯兰就顺服了耶和华神的呼召，就和亚伯兰出了，离开了他的家乡。
And we see now that Abram obeyed God and left his home.
就去到了一个地方，这个地方叫迦南。
And he left his home and he went to a place called Canaan.
就是闪的儿子啊，就是韩的儿子迦南所居住的那一片地。
It is the land which was controlled by Ham's descendant Canaan.
所以我们看到那一片地呢，是谁的后裔呢？是韩的儿子迦南的后裔。
That place was controlled by the descendants of Ham and also Canaan.
所以亚伯兰就居住在那片地上。
And Abram went to that piece of land.
他称他为是寄居的，寄居的叫 stranger。
Oh, he is a stranger in that land.
因为他的家乡不是那里。
Because that is not where Abram is from.
所以在那个地方呢，发生了许多的事情。
And there was a lot of stuff that happened there.
本地的人呢，会欺负亚伯兰。
The people, they may bully him while Abram is there.
本地的人也有些人呢，对亚伯兰呢也很好。
And in Canaan, there may also be people that treat Abram well.
那个地方呢，也曾经发生过饥荒。
There was also a famine there.
所以亚伯兰呢也短暂的去到了埃及。 暂时居住。
And so for a short time, Abram did go to Egypt.
总之发生了很多的事情。
There's a lot of stuff that happened there.
而且和他最亲密的那个侄儿罗德呢，和他又分家了。
And with his very close relative Lot, he also separated.
因为他们两个人的牛啊、羊啊很多的。
Because they had a lot of livestock.
然后两个仆人呢就打架。
And their servants, they were fighting.
所以他们两个人就分家。
And so they split.
他的侄儿罗德呢就占据了平原。
Lot went to an area of fertile plains.
他亚伯兰呢就占据了山地。
And Abram went into mountainous terrain.
那么经历了这一切的事情之后，神亚伯兰和他的侄儿罗德分开家了之后。
And after all of these things, God being with Abram and how they split with Lot.
在创世纪的15章的第一节到第七节，耶和华神再次与亚伯拉罕与亚伯兰立约。
Here we see in Genesis chapter 15, verse 1 to 7, there is going to be a covenant established with Abram.
这里说，这事以后，耶和华在异象中有话对亚伯兰说，亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大赏赐你。
15 verse 1 says, After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram, I am your shield, your reward shall be very great.
这是自亚伯兰顺服耶和华神的呼召，离开他的家乡乌尔，到达迦南地之后，耶和华神第二次非常的严肃的和他讲话。
This is the second time which God spoke to Abram after he left his homeland and went to Canaan.
但是这一次耶和华神和亚伯兰讲话呢，似乎又在重复第一次，就是12章当中耶和华神呼召他出乌尔的时候的话。
This is essentially a repetition of the first conversation that God had with Abram when he was about to leave Ur.
因为现在亚伯兰在迦南地呢是做寄居的。
Because now in Canaan, Abram is a stranger.
所以耶和华神和亚伯兰说，亚伯兰你不要惧怕。
And so God says to Abram, do not fear.
周围这些人都是邪恶的，他们又欺负你，你不要怕。
All these people around you, they are evil, they may be bullying you, they may be mistreating you, but do not fear.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为耶和华神要做你的盾牌。
Because God, he will be Abram's shield.
就是耶和华神要保护他。
God will protect Abram.
所以神对亚伯兰说：“你不要怕，不用怕。”
And so God says to Abram, "Fear not."
耶和华神不仅要保护亚伯兰，而且要大大的赏赐亚伯兰。
Not only will God protect Abram, his Abram's reward will also be very great.
要给他很多的赏赐，跟给他很多的祝福。
He will receive a lot of reward and blessing.
我们看亚伯兰如何回答。
And how does Abram respond?
这当然是个美好的事情哈，神要祝福，这是个好事情。但是亚伯兰呢，看起来似乎没有那么高兴。
But we see that this should be a good thing, right? Abram is going to receive a blessing, but we see it's not quite that.
啊，为什么呢？
Why?
第二节这里说，亚伯兰说，主耶和华啊，我既无子，你还赐我什么呢？并且要承受我家业的是大马色人以利谢。
Verse 2 says, But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me, for I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus.
亚伯兰为什么似乎没有那么兴奋呢？
Why is Abram not rejoicing?
因为亚伯兰说，耶和华神，你可以给我许多的祝福，但是我没有儿子。
Because Abram said to God, You can give me a lot of blessings, but I still do not have a son.
换一句话说，就是等我亚伯兰死了之后，我没有儿子来继承你给我所祝福的产业。
In other words, when I, Abram, die, I do not have a son to carry on this blessing.
所以你给我这些祝福有什么用呢？
So these blessings that you give me, what use are they?
然后亚伯兰说，他说现在我家里有个奴隶的儿子，他叫什么呢？仆人的儿子，他是大马色人，他叫以利以谢。
Abram said that there is a person in my household, a servant called Eliezer of Damascus.
那就我没有儿子，那就只有他来承受我的家业了。
I don't have a son, and so he will be the one that is heir to all of my estate.
所以这是亚伯兰对神的祝福的一个回应。
And so this is the response Abram gave to the Lord's offer of blessing.
那同时我们也了解到亚伯兰他是没有儿子的。
And so now we also see that Abram does not have a son.
所以耶和华神给他祝福呢，他就觉得说你给我祝福没有用。
And so Abram says, you give me blessing, what use is this blessing?
第三节，亚伯兰又说，你没有给我儿子，那生在我家中的人就是我的后嗣。
Verse 3 says, And Abram said, Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir.
所以亚伯兰呢又和耶和华神说，你没有给我一个儿子来继承我的产业，那么我只好把这个产业给谁呢？给以利以谢了。
And Abram said to God that you have not given me a son, and so everything that I have, my entire house, it will go to Eliezer.
所以亚伯兰讲是一个事实。
And so Abram speaks to us some truth.
那么我们看耶和华神是不是被难倒了呢？
And is God troubled by this?
不会的。
No.
第四节，耶和华又有话对亚伯兰说，这人必不成为你的后嗣，你本身所生的才成为你的后嗣。
Verse 4 says, And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir, your very own son shall be your heir.
所以耶和华神就和亚伯兰说，所以以利以谢不是你的儿子。
And so the Lord said to Abram, Eliezer is not your son.
他也不能够承担神给亚伯兰的祝福。
He will also not receive the blessing which God will give to Abram.
必须是亚伯兰自己生的儿子才能够承受神给亚伯兰的祝福。
It is only Abram's very own son that will receive the blessing from the Lord.
但是事实上亚伯兰是没有的。
But right now, Abram does not have a son.
所以我们看耶和华神并没有停止，而且继续要说。
And we see that God did not stop and yet continued to say,
第五节这里说，于是领他走到外边说，你向天观看，数算众星，你能数得过来吗？
Verse 5 says, And he brought him outside and looked and said, Look towards heaven and number the stars if you're able to number them.
所以亚伯兰呢，耶和华神就领着亚伯兰出来说，你看看天上有多少个星星，你能不能数得过来？
So the Lord led Abram outside and told him to look up at the stars and see how many stars are there.
哎，耶和华神问亚伯兰这个问题的时候，这个答案是显然的，肯定数不过来嘛。
And the answer is obvious when God asked Abram how many stars are there. It's just you can't count them.
亚伯兰说，我数不过来，太多了。
And so Abram likely said, Oh, I can't count them.
耶和华神又对亚伯兰说，你的后裔也将要如此。
And the Lord continued to say, So shall your offspring be.
耶和华神说，你的后裔也会像天上星星那么多，你也数不过来。
The Lord said that your descendants will be as numerous as the stars. You won't be able to count them.
言外之意，亚伯兰会有许多的后代。
And so there will be many descendants that come from Abram.
但是这里边有个问题所在的。
And there's a problem here.
他连儿子都没有，他哪里有孙子呢？
He does not have a son. Where are his grandkids going to come from?
无论他有多少的后裔，都是要从他的儿子出来才可以，对不对？
No matter how many descendants he's going to have, they must come from his son, right?
但是现在关键是没有儿子。
And the problem right now is he does not have a son.
那么后裔从哪里来啊？
And so where do the descendants come from?
但是耶和华神说，你要有像天上星星那么多数不过来的后裔。
But God said, you will have offspring like the stars in the sky, uncountable.
所以这就是一个问题。
And so we see this problem now.
亚伯兰连儿子都没有，一个儿子都没有，但是神却说，你有后裔像天上星星那么多。
Abram does not have a son, he doesn't have one son even, and yet God is saying that your offspring will be like the stars in the sky.
那么这个时候，亚伯兰就做了一个伟大的行动。
And so, Abram did something very great.
亚伯兰信耶和华。
Verse 6 goes on to say, and he believed the Lord.
哎，亚伯兰相信耶和华什么呢？
What did Abram believe?
他相信耶和华神口中说的一切的话。
He believed everything that the Lord said.
因为耶和华是神。
Because the Lord is God.
他说讲的每一句话都是不能够改变的。
Everything that the Lord says cannot change.
每一句话都是要实现的。
Everything that is said will occur.
所以亚伯兰他就相信耶和华神给他的这样的应许。
And so Abram believed in the promise which God gave him.
尽管亚伯兰现在连一个儿子都没有，但是他相信耶和华神必使他有如天上星星那么多数不过来的后裔。
Even though Abram does not currently have a son, he still believes in God and that his offspring will be like the stars in the sky.
所以亚伯兰相信了。
And so Abram believed the Lord.
接下来说，耶和华就以此为他的义。
Goes on to say, and he counted it to him as righteousness.
所以耶和华神对亚伯兰信耶和华神口中所说出的话就给了一个评价。
And so the Lord expressed a statement about Abram's faith towards the Lord.
就是亚伯兰你是对的你是义的。
It is that the Lord said, Abram, you are correct, you are righteous.
什么叫亚伯兰是对的呢什么叫亚伯兰是义的呢
What does it mean that Abram is correct or that he is righteous?
就是他相信神口中所说的话一定能够成就。
It is that he believed in the Lord and that everything he says will occur.
给你举个例子你就知道了。
For example,
上课的时候老师说一加一同学们一加一等于几啊
It's like a teacher is going up to you and saying, what is 1 plus 1?
乐乐举手。
And Sarah raises her hand.
老师乐乐请回答。
Sarah, please answer.
乐乐说等于二。
And then she says, it equals 2.
老师说你是义的。
And then the teacher says, you are righteous.
You're right.
Oh, you're right.
你是对的。
You're correct.
就是你的回答和神是一致的。
It is that your answer is in line with God's will.
尽管在现在这个时候呢，亚伯兰连儿子都没有。
Even though currently Abram does not have any son.
但是他依然相信他的后代要像天上星星那么多。
But he still believes that his offspring will be like the stars in the sky.
有人就会问亚伯兰，你的儿子都没有，你孙子在哪里呢？
So some people may ask Abram, you don't have a son, where are your grandkids?
亚伯兰给他的回答是什么呢？
And what is Abram's response?
因为耶和华神如此说。
Because the Lord said so.
他就可以做成。
And so he is able to.
他有足够的智慧。
He has enough wisdom.
他有足够的能力。
He has enough power.
可以实现他所应许给我的。
He is able to do that which he promised.
尽管现在我连儿子都没有。
Even though I do not have a son right now.
所以这就叫亚伯兰信耶和华神。
And this is what it means by saying, and he believed the Lord.
这也就是被神所认可的信心。
And this is a faith which is acknowledged by the Lord.
我给你们讲过的之前。
I've already said this to you.
如果我给你说有个张三他是个我的一个朋友好朋友叫张三他是个男人。
Let's just say that there's a guy I know, his name is Zhang Shan, and he is male.
你相信不相信?
Do you believe me?
你要相信的。
If you believe,
你需要用信心的。
You need faith in this.
你是否相信我说的是真的?就是我有个朋友张山,他是个男人。
Whether or not you believe me, that my friend here is a male.
所以你在下面就会说,周安叔我不信。
And then you may say, oh, I don't believe.
你也可以说,哦,我信。
You may also say, I do believe.
但是今天呢,我说,这就是我和你说的那位张山。
And the pastor says, oh, this here right now, me, David, is that friend I was talking about.
他是个男孩子。
He is male.
你们信不信?
Do you believe?
我还需要问你们信不信吗?不需要的,你已经看见他就是个男孩子嘛。
Do you even need to believe? You can see plainly that this friend here is male.
所以当你说你相信一件事情的时候,这件事情并不是已经实现了,或者已经在你面前了。
So when you say that you believe that when you believe something, this something may not have occurred yet or may not be material yet.
而是没有发生,
it has
或者说还没有成就。
It may not have happened yet, it may not have been fulfilled yet.
就好像亚伯拉罕一样。
It is just like with Abram.
所以你们从小的时候,你要讲,我们讲的说,我要信耶稣,我要信神。
So from when you are little, you say you must believe in Jesus, you must believe in God.
我们这里边所说的相信也好，信心也好，就是指亚伯兰信耶和华神的信。
Whether you say it is belief or faith, it is similar to what we say here now with Abram believing in the Lord.
我相信爸爸妈妈跟你讲过的，相信耶稣有永生。
I'm sure that your parents have said this to you, that when you believe in the Lord Jesus, you will have eternal life.
你不至于在罪恶当中灭亡。
You will not perish in your sins.
耶稣被钉死在十字架上是为了你的罪。
Jesus was crucified on the cross for your sin.
你信不信?
Do you believe?
你说我没看见呢。
You may say, oh, I didn't see it.
你说我不知道啊。
Maybe I don't know enough about it.
神已经把这一切都写下来了，都在圣经上边。
God has already written all of these things in the Bible.
这圣经都是神所说的话。
Everything in the Bible is God's spoken word.
好像当年耶和华神和亚伯兰说话一样。
It is just like when God spoke to Abram.
耶和华神这样说。
God has spoken as so.
凡相信他儿子的都不至灭亡，反得永生。
That all who believe in him will not perish but have eternal life.
凡相信他儿子耶稣基督的都不至于在神的愤怒当中被毁灭。
All that believe in the Lord Jesus will not die under God's wrath.
你信不信?
Do you believe?
你说这我不知道。
And then you say, oh, I don't know.
但是有一天你会知道。
And then one day you will know.
当神的儿子耶稣再来审判的日子你将会知道。
When the Lord Jesus comes again to judge, you will know.
好像亚伯兰相信耶和华神一样。
It is just like how Abram right now was believing in the Lord.
那些今天因着耶和华神所说的话，因着他的儿子所说的话而相信的人，这些人真的不在神的愤怒当中灭亡。
And the people today who believe in the Lord, who believe in what the Lord spoke through Jesus, they are not under the wrath of God right now.
相反，却要与神的儿子耶稣基督一同进入神永恒的荣耀当中。
Rather, they are set to enter into eternal glory with the Lord Jesus Christ.
而那些说我不知道。
And those who say, I don't know.
我不想知道。
I don't want to know.
我不信。
I don't believe.
我不想知道的。
I don't really care about it.
这样的人真的会在神的愤怒当中灭亡。
And these will perish under God's wrath.
为什么?
Why?
因为虽然这件事情没有发生，神却把他的话记下来，今天就摆在你的面前，也摆在我们的面前，已经摆了几千年。
Because even though it has not happened yet, God has said this, He has written it in His book, He has put it in front of you for several thousand years now.
那你可以说，我到时候再信呢。
And then you may say,
等耶稣来的时候我再信。
And then you may say, oh, I'm just going to believe when the time comes, when Jesus comes.
如果是真的我就信。
If it's real, I'm going to believe in it.
但是到那时候你就已经晚了。
But at that time, it's too late.
伤痕已经在这儿了。
The,
这个上帝已经来了，一切事情都已经显明是真实的了，不需要你相信了。
When these things do happen, they have happened, and you no longer need to have faith or believe in them.
我们只能做的唯一的一件事情就是接受我们信与不信的后果。
All we can do at that point is to receive the consequences of our faith or our unfaith.
一个相信神儿子耶稣基督的人，相信神话语的人，当审判的日子来到上帝面前的时候，
When somebody who does believe in the Lord Jesus' name and then judgment comes,
上帝会做一个宣告。
God will make an announcement.
好像像亚伯兰宣告的是一样的。
It is similar to the announcement which God made to Abram.
You are right.
It says, you are right, righteous.
I am righteous.
Yeah, you are righteous.
See?
Do you see this?
所以我们就知道神与亚伯兰立约要给他祝福的时候什么事情都没有发生。
So when we see that the Lord was establishing a covenant with Abram, we saw that nothing happened yet.
就好像领他出他的家乡一样。都不知道去哪里。
It's just like when Abram was led out of his homeland, he does not know where he's going.
神说要使他成为一个大国，他就自己没有什么大国。
Abram was going to be a great nation, and yet he was just by himself.
神说要使他有大名，他没有什么名啊。
God said to Abram, you will have a great name, and he didn't really have much of a name back then.
亚伯兰就相信了，相信了就跟随耶和华神，离开了家乡。去到了迦南地。
And so Abram still believed in God and he left his hometown and he went to Canaan.
他在迦南地是做寄居的，周围全是本地人，只有他一个是外来的人。
And he was a stranger in Canaan. Everybody else was native there and he was by himself, a stranger.
人家欺负他。
And he may be bullied or mistreated.
人家排挤他。
They may reject him.
但是耶和华神在这里说，他要赐福给你。
But the Lord said, I will bless you.
要保护你。
I will protect you.
要给你像天上星星数不清的那么多星星一样的后裔。
I will give you offspring uncountable like the stars in the sky.
亚伯兰连儿子都没有。
And yet Abram still does not have a son.
但是亚伯兰信神，信耶和华神口中所说的一切的。
But Abram still believed in the Lord, everything that he said, every single word.
然后我们看耶和华又对亚伯兰说了什么。
And we see what else did God say to Abram?
耶和华又对他说，我是耶和华，从灵里出了加勒底的乌尔，为要将这地赐给你。
Verse 7 says, And he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you out from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess.
所以在这个约当中呢，耶和华神又讲到了两件事情，除了后裔这一件事情事之外呢，又讲到了两件事情。
And so the Lord said to Abram two more things beyond just his offspring.
如果当有人和你讲这句话的时候，你会觉得说，哦，这有点天方不可想象。
If somebody were to say this to you, you may think that this is hard to believe.
连儿子都没有，但是却有满天星星那么多的后裔。
I don't have a son yet, and yet I will have offspring uncountable like the stars in the heavens.
这不但是不可能的，而且是不可想象的。
Not only is it not possible, it is also unbelievable.
那么耶和华神就在亚伯兰面前宣告说，为什么他可以这么有确定性的把这件事情应许给亚伯兰。
And so the Lord announced why he is able to with such confidence promise to Abram all these things.
因为他是耶和华，他是神。
It is because he is the Lord, he is God.
他有足够的智慧，有足够的能力来成就他所应许的。
He has enough power and capability to achieve that which he promises.
为什么？
Why?
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们常常用我们人来套用上帝。
So, brothers and
sisters, 拿人和上帝做比较。
So, brothers and sisters, we often try to compare God with men.
我们总会觉得上帝跟我们差不多。
We may always think that God is similar to us.
只不过是上帝能够比我们能多做一点我们做不到的事。
It is perhaps that he is a little bit more capable than us. He can do some extra things.
比我们能够多做几条数学题。
Maybe he can do some extra math problems.
能够比我们更有力量，能够举起更大的一个重物。
Maybe he is able to lift heavier weights.
所以人和神不是一个量的差别。
It's not
quantity.
就是从量大小。
对对对。
Okay, so it is not a matter of a finite like difference in capability as a man and God in like on a scale.
是一个本质的差别。
It is an intrinsic difference between God and man.
不是因为他比我们聪明一点他就是神。
It is not that he is a little bit smarter than us that he is God.
比我们个子高一点他就是神。
It's not that he is a little bit taller and so he is God.
比我们更有 muscle 一点他就是神。
Or a bit more muscular and so he is God.
或者他比现在多拿了几个奥运会金牌他就是神。
Maybe he has a few more gold medals, but that does not make him God.
不是的。
That is not what makes him God.
这位上帝和我们的人有本质的区别。
This God and man have a very core intrinsic difference.
他是无所不能，无所不在，无所不知的。
He is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent.
我们人就不是啊。
Men are not.
你不是无所不知的，我也无所不知，不是无所不知的。
You are not omniscient.
我们也不是无所不能的。
We are not omnipotent.
我们也不是无所不在的。
We are not omnipresent.
上帝之所以能够在什么都没有的情况下，他就应许给亚伯拉罕说，他可以有如天上星星那么多的后裔。
God is able to make this promise to Abram that he is able to, that he will have descendants like the stars in the sky.
是因为他是神。
It is because he is Lord, he is God.
上帝曾经从什么都没有的情况下创造了宇宙万有。
God created the universe out of nothing.
难道不能够从没有儿子的亚伯拉罕身上出来那么多的后裔吗？
Is it that God would be unable to produce uncountable offspring from Abram even if he has no son?
我们回到创世纪，上帝说要有光。
When we go to Genesis, God said, let there be light.
马上就有光。
And there was light.
上帝说，哎，得有个太阳。
God said, there should be a sun.
太阳就出来了。
And then a sun appeared.
你说哪里怎么搞的？
You may say, where did that come from? How did that happen?
上帝只要用他的命令就可以创造。
God, by his will create.
何况说亚伯拉罕是你如天上星星那么多的后裔呢？
And what about this promise of God saying you will have offspring uncountable like the stars in the heavens?
连星星都照得出来，那如星星那么多的后裔岂不也能照出来？
I can create that many stars, can't I create that many descendants?
所以耶和华神向亚伯兰宣告了他所应许的基础，就是他是神。
And so God announced to Abram his core attribute that he is God.
啊，尽管你没有那么儿子都没有，但是你会有像天上星星那么多的后裔。
Even though you have no son, you will have descendants uncountable like the stars in the heavens.
这是第一件事情。
This is the first thing.
第二件事情，这里边讲到了说，耶和华神不仅要给亚伯兰如天上星星那么多的后裔，还要把这片地给亚伯兰。
Not only did God promise that Abram would have offspring uncountable like the stars in the heaven, but also that he will give him this land.
啊，这是我们说的双喜临门呐。Double happiness.
Oh, this is a blessing on top of blessing.
哎，这片地也给你。
This land is also going to be.
但是我们知道他在那地方现在是什么？寄居的 stranger.
But we know that Abram right now is a stranger.
沿着地上有很多的迦南的后裔的。
There's a lot of descendants of Canaan.
那是人家的地。
It's their land.
耶和华神说，哈，这片地给你亚伯兰。
But the Lord said to Abram, this land will be given to you.
所以我们就看到了耶和华现在开始与亚伯兰不但带领他离开了本地本族本家。
So not only did God lead Abram away from his hometown and his family,
并且来到了神所应许的这片迦南地。
And led him to the promised land Canaan.
而且要给他两个祝福。
And God also gave Abram two promises.
一个祝福是给没有儿子的亚伯拉罕要有很多的后裔。
Two blessings rather. The first one being that he will have many descendants.
借此神完成神给亚伯拉罕的应许，就是使他成为大国。
And this will end with Abram being a great nation.
那么由此呢，神就给他第二个祝福，就是要把这片地给他。
And this second blessing came from the Lord that this land will also be given to Abram.
地是非常重要的。
Land is very important.
你没有地的话就叫流浪嘛。
Without land, you are called a homeless person.
所以我们看到耶和华神开始祝福亚伯兰。
And so now we see the Lord is starting to bless Abram.
他要使亚伯兰成为一个大国。
He will cause Abram to be a great nation.
使他拥有一个大名。
That he will have a great name.
使他可以在耶和华神的保护之下。
That Abram would be under the protection of God.
给地上的万族看这位亚伯拉罕的痕，神是如何祝福亚伯拉罕的。
There is going to be a witness to the people around him how greatly God blessed Abram.
而且也要借着给亚伯拉罕的祝福，使人可以看见，使他周围的人，地上的万国也因此蒙福。
And they will also see how through Abram's blessing, he will bless the people around him.
这是耶和华神与亚伯兰所立的约。
This is the covenant which God established with Abram.
那么今天我们看到。
And so today we see,
我们如果有亚伯拉罕一样的信心，我们也可以在耶和华神面前蒙亚伯拉罕一样的祝福。
If we have the faith of Abram, like he did here, then we will also be part of that covenant.
就是有一天耶和华神会称我们为义。
It is that God will call us one day righteous.
我们人在上帝面前只有两个选择。
Before
只有两个结果。
Before God, we have two conclusions.
要么我们被神称为罪。
Either we will be called by God as a sinner,
然后被定罪,
and be condemned a sinner,
然后在神的愤怒当中灭亡。
And to perish under his wrath?
要么我们在神的面前像亚伯兰一样, 亚伯兰一样。
Or we are like Abram before God.
被神称为义。
To be called by God righteous.
可以承受神永生的祝福。
To receive his eternal blessing.
所以这里边的关键点在哪里呢？我们是否像亚伯兰一样相信这位上帝？
So the crux of the problem is, do you believe like Abram did?
当相信这位上帝的时候，那么他就会顺服耶和华神口中所讲的一切的话。
And if you do believe in God, then you will receive the blessings like he promised.
所以相信永远和顺服是连在一起的。
And so this obedience and belief is connected.
当耶和华神呼召亚伯兰离开本地本族本家的时候，亚伯兰说，神啊，我信你，但是我不能走。
When the Lord said to Abram, you must leave your hometown and your family, and then Abram said, I don't really want to go.
这不叫相信。
This is not called faith.
相信的话就直接顺服耶和华神的吩咐，就跟着耶和华神就走了。
Faith is to believe in God's promises and to obey and to follow him.
所以你们今天也是如此的。
And today, for you, it's similar.
你们在相信之前，你们需要去读，去认识耶和华神口中所出的一切的话。
Before you are going to believe, you must read and understand and receive God's word. What does he say?
然后你才可以凭着信心去顺服。
And then, by faith, you're able to follow and obey.
你生命当中就会充满神的祝福。
And then your life will be full of God's blessing.
相反。
On the other hand,
如果我们不信。
If we do not believe,
那么神的愤怒就时常在我们的身上，好像在该隐的身上一样。
Then God's wrath will be expressed upon you like he did with Cain.
我们到底要做哪一个呢?
Which one will you be?
当然是亚伯兰了。
Of course, we want to be like Abram.
所以我鼓励你们，虽然你们年纪尚小，当然我们也有年纪长的哈，去读神的话。
So I encourage you, whether you are young and some of us are old, to read God's word.
因为神的话呢，是永不改变的。
Because God's word is unchanging.
而且神的话和你和我都是有关系的。
And God's word is still relevant to you and to me.
所以 Daniel, 虽然你很小，但是和你有关系哦。
So Daniel, even though you are small and little, this word is still relevant to you.
你不读这里神有关和你有关系的话，那你就损失很大哦。
If you don't read that which is relevant to you, which God said spoke to you his word, then it'll be harmful for you.
而神良善的本性当中是要祝福你啊。
And in God's righteous will, his wish is to bless you.
如果我们再不去读神的话的话，那是不是我们的智慧出现了问题？
If we still do not read God's word, then isn't there something wrong with our intelligence?
所以当我们读箴言书的时候，圣经一直要告诉我们，你要做一个智慧，有智慧的正直人。
And so when we read the book of Proverbs, it always keeps on telling us, be a wise man.
And upright.
And upright.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us close with prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
感谢你拣选亚伯兰。
We give you thanks for electing Abram.
祝福亚伯兰。
And to bless him.
并且使他成为地上万族的祝福。
And that he has become a blessing to the nations.
我们也是在亚伯兰的信心当中蒙了这样的祝福。
Under Abram's faith, we have also received blessing.
愿你祝福在你面前的每一位。
May you bless each one before us.
从老到小。
From the oldest and to the youngest.
使我们可以因着认识你而建立那稳固的信心。
That by knowing you, we will establish firm faith.
使我们的生命可以承受你的祝福。
And that we will receive your blessing.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
I pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.